feel after two games under your belt? How much, with the amount of playing time you're getting and the snaps, how much more comfortable are you kind of in this defense and understanding everything as you get ready for conference play?
Right now, I'm feeling very comfortable because right now I've learned what to do and how to do it, and I'm putting myself in better positions to make plays, and I'm just getting in with the coaches and learning more about the defense.
How much slower is the game for you right now?
With as much film as I've been watching, it's slower than a lot because I know what's about to come. So if I keep on doing this, it's just going to keep slowing down for me.
In that film study, what have you kind of picked up on Florida's offense? They obviously returned a bunch of playmakers off last year's team.
They have a lot of good players, but with a film study, we can, create a game plan for them to better, stop their offense. So with good film study, we can create up a good fight against them.
How challenging is it preparing for two quarterbacks?
I really can't really say how challenging it is. We just gotta go out there and play. Whichever one comes out there, we just gotta know how he is and what he likes to do, so we can prepare better for him.
How important was that last week, and how encouraging was it to force so many turnovers?
Every week, Coach Pruitt harps on getting turnovers. Since the first two games, we only came out with one. He really emphasized that week of Chattanooga to get more turnovers. He challenged us to get five, and we had got five. So this week, with conference play starting, ACC play, we really need to get more turnovers to create more better situations for ourselves.
How different was it having Daniel on the field?
It's always good to have a veteran player back. Created some comfort up front for other players, and it was just good to have him back.
So how different is conference play?
Obviously the competition goes up. We just gotta prepare better and start getting our bodies right for more competition play, because it's going to be more physical than it were before.
What's the message to young guys who, I know you've played some special teams and played some SEC play. This will be the most defensive work you've got in conference play. But what's your message to young guys who are going to go through this for the first time?
I would say take care of your body and get into film as much as possible, because any little mistake can cause a big play or just something to go against you. So you just take care of your body and get in for more film.
Has anything in particular, whether it's a player, what they do, kind of caught your eye on film studies thus far?
For them is speed. They have a lot of fast guys, so that's always a thing to take into consideration for them. So we just gotta prepare so we can accommodate for that.
How does Florida speed compare to other teams you guys have prepared for throughout your career?
Florida had every guy is fast. On every other team they have some fast guys, but with Florida, everybody has decent or good speed. So we just gotta play faster and harder and get against them.
How does the secondary embrace the challenge of going up against Florida's receivers?
We love the challenge. Right now we're just gonna harp on our techniques and get in the film room to know the little details that they do, so we can get a jump on their routes.
Can communication on defense be easier on the road, because everybody tries to stay quiet when their home team's offense has the ball?
Yeah, it can be, which makes it easier for us, so we can get better communication on the field and get the calls in when they need to be get in.
Do you enjoy playing road games? Some guys really like it, and some guys kind of don't like it. Where do you stand on that?
I like road games because everybody in the stadium is against us, and I like pressure. So, it's always fun playing home away games.
Three games. Do you feel like you guys as a defense kind of have it down with getting the signals from Ansley and Pruitt and kind of that play calling from the sidelines to the field?
Yeah, definitely. But that also takes into the fact that we have to communicate better. Like once one person gets the signal, he has to communicate it to everybody else. So we've definitely done a better job of doing that.
Coach Pruitt had mentioned the more aggressive approach that he has taken in the last couple of games in calling plays on defense, because you guys respond and play more aggressive. What exactly is that, being the coaches calling a more aggressive game?
just putting more pressure on the quarterback and just playing better coverage in the back end to accommodate for the pressure. And it's just being more aggressive as it what it is.
Does it add to, is it more complicated, more difficult, or is it easier? Or?
No, but it's just another style of play that we can add to our game.
Yeah, what is it about Darryl that makes him take things up a notch in big games? I mean, you know, he's had 4 sack games, 3 sack games, mm-hmm. you know, forced 2 or 3 fumbles in a game. Yeah. What is it about him when he kind of gets locked in for a big game?
It's preparation. He really loves to get in the film and get his young guys in there too. And he just prepares like no other.
Are y'all kind of excited to see one of those big breakout games for him this year? I know that he's getting a lot of doubles, a lot of chips, a lot of stuff like that. Are y'all kind of waiting for him to kind of fight through that and go off?
I can't wait, because when he does that, it makes our job easier in the back end.
Yeah, you got a lot of freshmen, you know, in the couple in the front seven, couple in the secondary. It's going to be their first big mm-hmm. SEC game on the road. Just what are a couple things that you focus on with them and want to make sure that they know?
With them, since it's their first time, I just focus on getting them calm and just letting them know to play their game and that they're here for a reason. So we just got to play together and just keep their spirits up.
Is it something that's in y'all's mind as upperclassmen to, you know, check on, you know, see what their response is after the first couple of plays or pregame warm-ups, that kind of thing, just kind of what their state of mind is, maybe somebody like Warren?
Yeah, we always check up on them to see how they're doing. I mean, they've been through a couple games now, so they should be more comfortable in the defense and playing against older guys. So I think we do that a lot to get them more comfortable.
How has Alante responded, you know, to kind of being pushed for that second cornerback spot opposite of Warren? Obviously, Kenneth got, you know, the lion's share of reps with the ones on Saturday.
Alante has still been preparing well. He's still in film, doing what he needs to do. Can't really say anything else about it.
Yeah. How do you develop kind of mental strength as a team? Because I know that, you know, like last year against Florida, things snowballed pretty quickly, a bunch of turnovers, a couple of big plays. You know, what can you do as a leader on the team to kind of help guys not let things like that happen? Because mistakes are going to happen, but to not let them become 4, 5, or 6 mistakes.
Well, first thing, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. So we just got to focus on the little details and getting ourselves right. And we just got to prepare better so we don't allow those big plays to happen.
What about when they do happen, though? I mean, because they're, you know, every team's going to make a couple big plays in the game. How do you get guys to kind of get in the right mindset to shake that stuff off?
They got to know that they're on scholarship for a reason, too. So if they make a big play, then just look to play the next play and keep on fighting.